Police in Haiti said Sunday a gang blamed for kidnapping five priests and two nuns earlier this year is now accused of kidnapping 17 missionaries from a U.S.-based organization, including a two-year-old and some elderly people. Authorities say the gang is known to control an area where they carry out kidnappings and carjackings and extort business owners. Haiti is once again struggling with a spike in gang-related kidnappings that had diminished in recent months after President Jovenel Moïse was fatally shot at his private residence on July 7th, and a 7.2 magnitude earthquake killed more than 2,000 people in August. The missionaries were on their way home Saturday from building an orphanage, according to Ohio-based Christian Aid Ministries. A U.S. government spokesperson said officials were aware of the reports on the kidnapping. Iran is to resume nuclear negotiations with world powers on October 21st that were suspended in June. This according to an Iranian lawmaker on Sunday after meeting with the country's foreign minister. He said talks with the 4+1 group will restart on Thursday in Brussels. This according to the ultra-conservative news agency Fars. After a closed-door session with the foreign minister, the lawmaker was referring to four UN Security Council permanent members, Britain, China, France, and Russia, along with Germany. Iran and these five nations opened talks in Vienna in April, with the European Union also attending. The United States took part in indirect negotiations. The Vienna talks aimed at reviving the 2015 nuclear deal were suspended in June when Iran elected Ebrahim Raisi as president. This is VOA.